The hope of the world is love. The hope of the world improvement is love. But we have to understand what love is. It comes in many forms and it's expressed in many ways. We've just described all those forms, and we just described most of those ways. And you'll discover ways yourself to express love. Love is decorating the home, bringing flowers in the home, arranging flowers in the home, cooking a wonderful meal and serving it properly, cleaning the home, bringing air into the home, so that those who come into the home are uplifted by being in the home itself. Love is taking care of the shrine room. Fresh water, fresh flowers, incense. Love is polishing the deities and keeping them bright and shiny and dressing them in new clothing, so that those who see and receive the darshan are uplifted. So there are many physical ways we can express love other than hugging and kissing. Many physical ways that we can express love. Love is bringing the whole family to the temple at auspicious times. Love is meeting with the family on Monday evening and sharing and talking and understanding each other's minds and how the mind works and where they are in their consciousness, solving little problems. And love is being patient with people that have problems until the problems go away by talking them through. Love is respecting the elders. And love also is respecting yourself. Because unless you have self-respect, unless you respect yourself, many people put themselves down on the inside. They do not have a good self-image. Their self-image is very bad. How they look at themselves, inside themselves, not good. Not good at all for some people. We get the right perspective of who we are on the inside. We are a soul. And the soul body is made of quantums of shining light. And the soul has various tools. It has an astral body. It has a physical body. It has an intellect. It has emotions. But it's that one energy that comes from the soul that enlivens the astral body, enlivens the intellect, enlivens the emotions, and enlivens the physical body. And once that self-image is impressed in the subconscious mind and all the other images in the subconscious mind have been erased by it, then you have a self-respect that will never go away. So, loving yourself, being nice to yourself, is also one of the first expressions of love, but don't get stuck there. Don't get stuck there. That can lead you astray. That has to be carried right out to all of the others. Aunts and uncles and grandmothers and grandfathers and cousins and brothers and sisters and friends and neighbors and the community itself. So finally, love is who you are. You're just a really nice, normal person, as normal people should be. Nice people. Om Namah Shivaya.